I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wyler from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Breakno from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Viggy from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome on to Run with Coach Parry. I'm Brad Brown. We've got Lindsay Parry with us. Lindsay, one of the questions we get asked a lot is how to make the move up from running a park run, a 5K for all intents and purposes, up to your very first 10K. And that's what I wanted to chat to you about today. It's a fairly simple process in the sort of technical side of things, but it can be daunting. It's probably double the distance what someone or that someone has done up until now. Talk us through that process of somebody who's wanting to make that step up. They've done the odd park run, and now they want to go on and set a couple of bigger goals.
Yeah, so the physical aspect to it is that, you know, if you've trained and actually prepared for a 5K run and are running a couple of times a week, it probably means that your body is physically ready to do a 10 kilometer. Perhaps it'll take some walk breaks, but it wouldn't be that comfortable a step up. So in terms of the practicalities of it, it would require a very gradual increase, a couple of minutes a week, probably 2 to 3 minutes a week added to your longest run of the week. The rest of your runs could probably stay very much the same if you're running between 20 and 30 minutes or run walking between 20 and 30 minutes. And that's actually the one thing that I would focus at training in, or changing in the short term, is that probably getting to your first 5K, there's been a lot of run walking that's been involved. So I wouldn't look too much to increase the time necessarily that you are training, but to keep that time fixed and then to gradually reduce the amount of walking that you are doing in there. And obviously your long run or your longest run of the week, wherever that may be, on the weekend or the middle of the week, that run, you would still incorporate some walking in it as you felt you needed it, because it would, the stimulus would be going up and up. The one thing that I would look at, though, which I feel is quite important, is that 5Ks is such a doable number for even quite unfit people. And the park run in particular is a good example that a lot of people would go to a park run and literally walk most of it, and are doing not much exercise for the rest of the week. I feel like a 10K does require a little bit more effort in terms of that. So you do want to be running in the region of 3 to 4 days per week. And that means actually looking at your equipment that you're running with. Where a park run, you literally, or a 5K fun run at a local fundraiser, that sort of run, you could really get away with doing very little training and doing it in whatever footwear is in your cupboard, your running shoes from high school. But I think when you start to get a little bit more regular in your running and you are looking at a 10K, I would strongly advise people go and get a good pair of running shoes, go to a reputable sports store or running store where you can get good advice and get the right shoes so that this doesn't end up in shin splints or ITB or some other injury that's frustrating and means that you essentially have to start from the beginning again.
If you're looking for a training program, by the way, head over to coachparry.com/start. There is a practically a 0 to 10K training program you can download for free, and it'll walk you through the entire process. Lindsay, you also mentioned you're probably going to need to step up the amount that you're running from a day's perspective per week. A lot of novice runners make the mistake, think that they have to run every day, and you talk about the injuries, potential shin splints, ITB, that sort of thing. That's when you start looking for trouble, is when you are running 6-7 days a week. As a beginner getting started in the sport, you don't really want to be doing that, do you?
No, and I think if you're a true beginner, I think 3 days a week of training is enough. 4 days is as much as I would be comfortable recommending a beginner runs. But a real beginner, I would prefer 3 days a week and a little bit of cross training or a little bit of strength training in the gym. We don't always have access to that, but certainly if you're running, say, a Tuesday and a Thursday and one of the weekend days, that is enough to build yourself up to the 10K, and you can then add a day somewhere else if you really do have the time. But the run the, or the days in between that are quite important to allow your body to recover and get stronger and to improve from the running. And obviously, if you discover that you've got a talent for it and that you can run quite fast, then down the road you can look at adding 4th, 5th, and 6th days. But for the average runner, even the person who eventually says, oh, I want to run 10Ks under an hour, that level of runner, still 4 days a week of running is plenty.
How important is setting the goal? Sort of looking at your calendar and your planner and doing it, whether it be you've done the 5K now and it's 8 weeks out. How important is having the line drawn in the sand that that's the one I'm going to do?
Look, as human beings, I think that's quite critical, because if you kind of think to yourself, I want to do a 10K, I'll do it at some point. I mean, when is that point? Are you going to train until you feel ready to do a 10K? Chances are that your motivation will wane quite easily in that scenario. So, no, entering and saying this is the run that I'm planning on doing, and knowing there's a fixed point in the distance, knowing how much time you've got to prepare for it is quite important, because that's what's going to get you up and doing your training sessions when you're having a bit of a bad day at work, when things aren't quite going according to plan at home. Those are the runs that will make sure that you do what you need to do.
Talk to me about the role of consistency. I hear it often, people talking that consistency trumps everything else. What does that mean, and how do we work that into our sort of 5 to 10K training program?
So, look, consistency is a great word when it comes to training. I have this conversation with people often, in particular when you're training for much further distances than 10Ks. But any program, whatever you're training for, will be much more successful if you just consistently, week after week after week, do the basics and do enough and chip away at the problem, than if you miss this week and then next week you want to maybe play a bit of catch up, or you have 2 bad weeks and then a big week. Because those inconsistencies, besides the fact that our body doesn't respond that well to it, and besides the fact that it's a little bit of one step forward, one step back, it also increases our risk of injury by doing those big jumps. So in essence, you're better off doing 3 20-minute runs a week, every single week, for however many months, than you are doing nothing this week, and then next week we do 4 40-minute runs, and the following week we do 1 run, and then the next week we do 3 1-hour runs. That's a recipe for disaster. But the consistency of training will allow gradual adaptation, make you stronger, better, and give you a much, much better chance of success of your goal.
All right. Well, here's the deal. All you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/start and then download the training program. In the comments section below this podcast, set the date, set the goal, and put it out there, and let's get you to your first 10K. That website, once again, is coachparry.com/start. From myself, Brad Brown, and Coach Lindsay Parry, once again, thank you for joining us. We look forward to catching up again soon.